Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Congresswoman Dina Titus from Washington, D.C., for the whole show on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
The fifth annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Dina Titus here in Washington, D.C. Pleasure to have you here.
Well, nice to have you here.
Thank you. We're taping this on Thursday, September 7th for playback at this time. Yesterday, the president cuts a deal with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on the debt ceiling, suspended for 3 months, not 18 months, as others wanted. The government funded via continuing resolution and Hurricane Harvey relief. GOP not happy, I guess, would be the headline. Your thoughts on this?
Well, I was surprised, but everything Donald Trump does surprises me. You know, you can't look for any patterns in any of his tweets because this time tomorrow he may have changed his mind. I voted certainly for the hurricane relief. I mean, you see those pictures of Houston. I mean, those stories just break your heart. So I supported that. Wasn't sure what was going to happen with the raising the debt ceiling. Some people wanted it to go until after the next election so they only have to vote for it once. But the president said he was good with 3 months. That's what the leadership wanted, so that's what we've got. Now, I don't know that that's a great idea because then Democrats are going to have to vote for it twice, too, and some are in vulnerable seats. And also, we got to make it count for something. If we're going to use it for leverage to get things like DACA renewed or get some of the things we want in the budget, fine. But if we're just putting it off for 3 months, kicking the can down the road, you know, why'd we bother?
It seems that Donald Trump watches a lot of television.
He may be watching this right now.
I certainly hope so. you know, it obviously influences him. And in one way, it would be a good thing with Hurricane Harvey. And then I think the response to DACA being shut down, he saw the television coverage of that. And that people across the country were not happy with it. There was a minority that were in favor of it. What do you think about a president who watches so much television and is so influenced by it? Rich Lowry today, I think it was in The Hill, said a comment, "Stop watching TV, Mr. President."
Well, they've said that his chief of staff would like to take away his phone for the Twitter and his remote for the TV because he is so swayed by that. But he's a creature of that world, so it's really not surprising. You know, he came out of TV, he had The Apprentice. That's the way he thinks and does business, apparently, and that's not going to change, despite the fact that it's not a good way to make policy. It certainly is not the way presidents in the past have done it. They don't rely on fake news polls and Fox reports. They rely on reasonable, experienced advisors.
It's certainly something we've never seen before. With a tweet from the president, he threw out a thing saying that he was going to, if the Congress didn't take care of it, he was going to revisit DACA at the end of the 6 months. And doesn't that throw away his whole negotiating position? I mean, you're a master negotiator. he was supposed to be, but You don't give away the end at the beginning, do you?
No, he's arguing against himself. But the thing that disturbs me about that is that it causes so much uncertainty. First, he ends the program. Then it's for 6 months. Then if nothing happens, he'll visit again. Then he tweets today, don't worry, we're not going to come after you for 6 months. This just causes more confusion for people in my district and more uncertainty and fear among the DACA recipients because they really don't know what's going on.
One of the things that's come up in the last 24 hours is you have, I believe it's a dozen Democratic attorney generals filing suit because the government granted permission for these kids to stay. They took all this information,
right.
And that information could then be released to ICE or Customs and Border Patrol. Are there constitutional issues within that that these attorney generals could win on, or at least tie this thing up for a long time?
Well, I believe so, and I think that's why they're doing it. It's being led by the attorney general from Washington, and he's filed a number of suits against Trump. I think he's 4 for 4, so I trust his judgment. I'm just sorry our attorney general isn't part of that group. I'm a co-sponsor of a bill to protect that information because you're right. They tried to do the right thing. They followed the rules. They turned in information, and it's information that can be used not only to go after them, but after their families, because now they know where they live and how to find them, where they work. It's terrible.
Paul Ryan seems to be on board with fixing this. He seeks a DREMA accord, but it seems, reading the press today, the concerns about what the Republicans may ask for on the other side of granting DACA is no better at this point.
Well, what the talk was is that they traded for funding for the wall. And, you know, that's really not going to solve the problem. So that is something that Democrats would not support. We want to protect the DACA children, and certainly we'll do everything we can there. But I'm not certain that the Republicans are really sincere about fixing it. We got the bill. We did a conga line on the floor yesterday saying bringing it forward, a discharge petition. He could solve that problem today if he really wanted to.
What did you think about Mark Amaday's comments about voting for money in the budget for the wall, that really it probably wasn't going to get built anyway, or it was for repairs of the wall?
I didn't see his comments, but I certainly don't support a wall. We have the safest border now than ever, the most number of border patrol, the greatest amount of technology. I think that money could much be better used in other ways.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dina Titus when we come back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus. Continuing on this line about DACA, Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin are on board to help fix this. But I went back and looked at a little history. And in 1984, it was Congressman Peter Rodino of New Jersey who joined with conservative Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson and Kentucky Congressman Romano Mazzoli's efforts to pass what eventually became Reagan's immigration reform
bill. Simpson-Mazzoli.
Yes. But it took Simpson getting on board to really push that thing through. So does Lindsey Graham and Dick Durbin signal that perhaps there may be something bigger than just taking care of DACA?
Well, I certainly hope so. DACA is the first step, but then, you know, we had DAPA. That was the parents of those children. But what you really need is comprehensive immigration reform. When I was first here in Congress in 2008, we passed a bipartisan bill out of the Senate, but the House would never take it up. we've also passed a DREAM Act. I voted for the DREAM Act before, but then the Senate, it got, you know, it just never happened. So I would like to see us do something in the short term for DACA, but go down the road to a comprehensive immigration reform similar to the one that was a bipartisan bill that passed before.
A couple of days ago, I talked to Congressman Amadei about this, and he suggested that taking one bite at a time of immigration would be easier to do than comprehensive. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's try something. I mean, don't use that as an excuse not to do anything. But on the other hand, you don't want the perfect to be the enemy of the good. Don't say we got to wait for comprehensive before we can help the DACA people. I think that, and the reverse of that's true too. Don't say, well, we did a little piece so we don't have to do the big picture. I think you got to look for a balance. But in the long run, it's got to be comprehensive.
What Peter Rodino said back then was, it's a mistake to let this problem go unaddressed. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen if we don't act is that a psychology will develop that says, don't let anybody in. But it still took 2 years from the time he said that to get it done. So is 6 months enough time to even do DACA?
Well, I certainly hope so. 2 years of the way Congress works now seems like a short time to me, Sam. So, you know, that's not unreasonable. But I think you can do DACA. Like I said, you could do it today. Comprehensive reform will take longer. But if it's bipartisan, and it is in the Senate, I think maybe there'll be some appetite for it leading into the next election because, you know, the demographics of this country are changing. And if the Republicans want to get any votes out of the minority communities, they need to take some action.
I'm hearing a lot of conversation from immigration attorneys in Nevada who say that since President Trump has been in office, that it's gotten a lot tougher dealing with ICE, that they are pushing things to the limit where before they might be a little more reasonable. Is that what you're hearing at your office too?
We are. We are getting a lot of calls. That's the second most constituent service work we do next to veterans, is helping with immigration issues. People being rounded up who were not under any kind of scrutiny before. And it's frightening people. It's pushing them back into the shadows.
Lamar Alexander and Patty Murray are working on a fix for Obamacare by the end of the month. What are your thoughts on that getting done that quickly?
I don't think that's going to happen. You know, they have till the end of September before they can no longer use the current provision where it only takes 51 votes. Then they'll go back to having 60 because the filibuster can kick in. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that the Republicans really want it to happen. I think they want to move on to tax reform.
Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy are looking to overturn Obamacare and send it back to the states. What is your thought about that? So I presume block grants.
Right. Block grants are not a good idea because they never keep up with need. You never get enough to start with. You know how Nevada is. We never get our share of federal money. And then the need continues to grow. The number of people who are eligible continues to grow, but the block grant either stays flat or declines. So I don't think that's the solution.
What do you think about Governor Sandoval's efforts to stabilize the insurance markets?
I think that's great. I'm very supportive of that. In fact, I wrote an editorial in the Sun recently about some things that both sides can agree on, and that is certainly one of them, being able to pay some premium assistance so insurance companies don't have to charge so much to people who have catastrophic illnesses and yet can also stay in business because they aren't put out of business because of those kind of high costs.
Do you have a concern that unless things change dramatically within the next 12 months, that Obamacare is going to collapse, especially for older people who are not ready for Medicare but are in the 55 to 64 category?
Well, I worry about it because if they can't overturn it, they're going to try to start it to death. You have already seen that happening with the reduction in the amount of money they're using to put out information and recruit people to come into the program. So they'll look for everything that they can do like that. That's why I've said that why don't you allow Medicare to be the buy-in public option? That would take care of like rural counties where nobody wants to provide service, would take care of that in-between age group. You could buy into Medicare, and then that puts you down the road towards Medicare for All, which I support.
One of the things I've heard in talking to primary doctors in northern Nevada, at least, is that they don't want to take the Medicaid patients. The amount of money they're being reimbursed, it's costing them money to take those patients. Is that a concern for you in Southern Nevada as well?
It is, and we've heard that for a long time, going back to when I was in the state legislature, is that Medicaid doesn't pay enough to make it worth our while to take those patients. That's something that the state has to do. You know, Nevada's always just kind of given the margin amount of benefits, and part of that problem then is that we don't get the matching money from the federal government. So the state legislature needs to look at how they're going to fund Medicaid, even with the assistance coming through Obamacare from the federal government.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dana Titus.
The 5th annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, Valley Electric Association, the Nevada Trucking Association, the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, and Capital Partners.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature Build Your Own Bloody Mary Bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're talking with Congresswoman Dana Titus. So in my what do you make of Donald Trump now question here, obviously because of CD1, the Las Vegas Strip is under your purview.
Mm-hmm.
You know Steve Wynn, I'm presuming you know Phil Ruffin, and perhaps Tom Barrack of Colony Capital. They're all friends and supporters of Donald Trump. When you talk to them, what kind of feedback do you get that there's a Donald Trump that we don't know about, that is, you know, sharing with those billionaires his knowledge?
Well, Sam, I don't talk to them about Donald Trump. I talk to them about gaming and tourism and international visitors and that sort of thing because they are in my district. Their interests are my interests because they hire so many people who live in my district. And the revenue that comes from gaming and tourism certainly supports the state of Nevada. So they know I'm a big advocate of theirs here in Washington in terms of the tourism caucus and the gaming caucus, and that's how we limit our conversations. One thing, though, that's...
But you're not curious
to go.
Phil Ruffin, you know, Donald Trump was your best man at your wedding.
Yeah,
you know,
yes.
You guys are very close.
Well, I don't understand it, but anyway, I guess every man to his own taste. But one of the things that where we're going to come to bring this together is that the xenophobia of Donald Trump and his ban on immigrants and tourists and build the wall and that some of the comments that he's made, it's hurting tourism. And our growth market is international tourism. And so if people don't feel like they're welcome here, they're going to go to Canada or go to Europe or go to Latin America instead of coming to Las Vegas. And you already see figures showing that those tourism numbers are down.
And that's interesting. You do have hard numbers at this point because that hasn't really come through the media at this point in time.
I'll give them to you, but we absolutely do. Well, you're from Reno. I talked to the lady who's the head of the Reno airport, and she told me just specifically that the flights from Mexico, I think you have one to Guadalajara,
Valaris.
Down by 20-25%.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about some good news on the Strip.
Okay.
The Fountain Blue.
Yeah.
I mean, who'd have thunk? Does this mean that truly the recession is over when somebody has purchased the Fountain Blue and probably will have to put in well over $1 billion to finish the property?
Well, you know how hard hit we were by the recession. Building stopped, highest unemployment, highest foreclosure rate in the country. That's all coming back. Convention attendance is up. Building is happening again. And this company, this holding company that's bought the Fountain Blue, say they're going to redevelop it. They're not just going to tear it down. They're going to turn it into kind of what it was intended to start with. So that'll really help that north end of the Strip. It'll help the SLS, and I hope it'll stir the other property that used to be the Stardust now into moving forward.
Yes, Genting, their city of dreams. Are you seeing, you know, there was talk a couple of months ago again that they were really reviving this and moving forward. Are you seeing any signs of that?
It's kind of like you've heard a little bit here, a little bit there, but no major change in the status.
SLS, the Murillo Group out of Reno, well, actually, they're out of Southern California, but they're a huge company. There are actually five construction companies, and they have lots of money. They have lots of activity in terms of media, I believe television as well as radio in Southern California. A lot of people are underestimating them in their ability to take over the SLS and make it fly. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's an exciting property. It's got some history to it. They redid it great, and it's kind of the anchor of one end of the Strip. But there's so much empty space between it and the next property that if it can just hang on until the convention center gets remodeled, till they can bring back the Fountain Blue, I think it's got a chance for success. So if they've got the money and the interest to make that happen in the interim, maybe turn it more into a locals hotel, I think they can make it.
Have you been to Grand Sierra Resort in Reno since they took it over? I mean, they've spent well over $100 million on that property, and it looks as good, if not better, than when Kirk Kerkorian built it.
I think that's right. So if that's their goal, well, we welcome that.
To say the least. Let's talk about Sheriff Joe Arpaio and the pardon. What were your thoughts about that?
Well, it was appalling. It just was, I think, Trump playing to the worst of his base, the person who broke the law. The court said he broke the law. And then to pardon him, especially coming right on the heels of Charlottesville, it was just played right to that kind of racist, inhumane attitude that he seems to have.
Let's change subjects here. We've just got a few minutes left. On the monuments in Nevada. Now, I know that you've been a huge supporter of those. Ryan Zinke came to Nevada, kind of cut the trip a little bit short. Mm-hmm. Dean Heller saying that there are going to be some cutbacks. Have you heard how much that may be at this point?
No, the report that Zinke gave to the president is secret. I guess they gave a little briefing to Heller. We've been afraid that they're going to reduce them in size. I don't think they're going to eliminate them. One of the problems with reducing in size, besides the economic and environmental and ethical reasons, is that if they reduce basin and range, we're afraid that's so that they can put a train track through there to bring the waste more easily to Yucca Mountain.
Because that's the big thing, is that at this point they wouldn't be able to do that.
That's right.
Are you concerned with the chairman of the Nye County Commissioner, which I think every Nye County Commissioner has been in support of Yucca Mountain for economic development reasons beyond anything else, that they're gaining more traction now?
Well, I hope not, but certainly they have a sympathetic ear here in the House with Shimkus. He's looking for support wherever he can find it. And if it's somebody in Nevada that shows a little crack in our solid defense, he's going to take advantage of it.
You know, we're probably in the worst situation now that we've been in a long time as far as Yucca.
We are, absolutely. The legislation coming out of the House, it's put back in the budget. Perry sneaking out there to take a little look and saying we need to move forward with this. All the word out of the White House is that Donald Trump wants to find a solution. I don't know why he wants it trucking right in past his own casino there in Las Vegas.
To say the least, that's where we're going to leave it. Always
okay.
A pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll be back on About Newsmakers after this time.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
On our next broadcast, State Treasurer Dan Schwartz, running for governor. We'll see you.